Now, the world has gone iPhone and iPad and iPod mad. And with the latest iPhone 5 actually coming on the market now, many people are upgrading their phones to avail of the latest up-to-date technology. And if you are one of those people, well, then please do listen on, because you might be interested in a campaign called iPhonesforAutism.ie. And the idea behind this campaign is to encourage individuals who are upgrading to a newer version of the iPhone to basically to donate their old iPhones to them so that they can be passed on to children with autism or other special needs. And this very morning, Brenda went shopping with Genevieve and Lucy Fagan. Lucy is 6 years old and she has autism. And they showed Brenda how the iPhone has made an enormous improvement in the quality of their life. And there's no doubt about it, Brenda. There are huge advancements that people are getting now from various different apps and from the new technology.
Yeah, and sometimes you can get a bit bored listening to how a new app has improved somebody's life or whatever. But what's interesting about this is it has been proven, and there are quite a lot of apps out there for children or adults with autism that can help them communicate, I suppose, more into our world, you know. And why, I suppose, the iPhone particularly seems to work is that it's small, you can tie it around your neck, as opposed to kind of the bigger, the iPads or whatever. So this is small, you can carry it easily. And a lot of people with autism often have motor skill issues as well. So you can kind of flick across, there's no typing in. So it's very quick and easy to access the information or for somebody to give out information that they want. So,
and it is extraordinary watching children as young as, oh yeah, I know, 18 months, and they're flicking across and they're playing. They recognise the symbol to play a video as opposed to flicking just simply a picture that would be stored on a phone or whatever. And all these little play apps, the little mice and cats that talk
YouTube
back to you, and they can do all that. So we can learn a lot from them.
We can, and they have a natural ability to do that. But this iPhone for Autism campaign has been going for the last 3 years. But now with the new iPhone coming out, they're saying, look, of course, not a lot of people can afford to upgrade. But if you can, would you think about giving them your old iPhone? Because really, they can put it to such wonderful use. They can give it to a family who has a child with special needs, and it can really dramatically improve the communication between the whole family. So with all that in mind, I headed down to Portlaoise this morning and I went to the shopping centre, and the local supermarket there is Tesco's, and I met Genevieve Fagan. And Genevieve is married to John. They have three children, three girls, Carly 7, Lucy 6 and Gracie 4. Now, Lucy is 6 and she has autism. So Genevieve, myself and Lucy sat down and we went for a coffee. And Lucy was in one of these special needs trolleys that some of the supermarkets have, which are brilliant.
Which are fantastic, actually.
Yeah, no, instead of kind of, you know, having to, you know, put your child right in and put their legs in between these bars, they're much better and the child is much more comfortable in it.
And more secure.
And more secure. So we said we'd have a coffee before we went shopping, because she wanted to show me how the iPhone has actually helped them. They have an application on it called Grace App, but as I said, there are many ones, but that's the particular one they were using to help the whole shopping experience. So anyway, we were having a coffee, which was the first time Mum Genevieve has sat down in a place and been able to have a coffee with Lucy, and Lucy kind of is calm and happy ever.
Wow,
not before, well,
that's
you
fantastic.
Know. So I'm saying, ever. This was our first cup of coffee, and unfortunately she was having it with me. But besides that, I said to her, can you tell me when Lucy was first diagnosed?
She was diagnosed with autism 3 years ago now.
Okay.
Moderate to severe autism with learning disabilities.
So what does that mean on a practical level for you?
It means that she needs 24-hour care. She needs help with all activities of daily living. Absolutely everything from feeding her to dressing her. For school, she needs somebody with her all the time. No sense of fear or danger or anything. So somebody has to be with her all the time.
By profession, I believe you're a nurse. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
Did you pick up on something quickly with Lucy when she was little?
Yeah, she stopped. We had Gracie, and at first we thought it was new baby in the house, that she was a bit put out. But then she just kind of stopped developing. There was no chat, regressed completely back to baby state. And I knew, and it took a little while to convince my parents and John that there was something. They were saying, I know, it's the new baby. But we kept getting her checked, but we had an awful long battle to try and get a diagnosis. You know, we were told to go on parenting courses, that we were anxious. But we persevered and we went through an assessment of need, and eventually we got the diagnosis of autism.
Okay, you sound so together when you say that, but I'm sure you weren't together then.
No, I wasn't together. I think I was more relieved when we had a diagnosis, that we knew what was wrong with her. Because when you don't know, you're imagining all sorts of other things, you know, with her. But at least once we know what it is, we can work with it and help her, and she'll have a good quality of life. It's just getting services then from the HSE, which are, you know, yourself.
That's another report, isn't it?
That's another report, yeah.
Can she speak? She's trying to speak there.
Sometimes she'll speak, yeah. She has some words. She was chatting there for a while. We did horse therapy with her, and that brought on her speech.
Okay.
When we got the iPad first, her speech was great, and then lost it again. But it comes and goes like that with autism. Kids can regress completely back, and their speech will come and go, and hopefully it'll just come and stay with us then. But she's good.
Genevieve, two sisters.
Yeah.
How did they deal with her? She's right in the middle.
No, they love her. They don't know anything else. They make great excuses for her. You know, if she's up to something and I'm saying, stop that, Lucy, it's naughty. Grace goes, oh, Mummy, she's autistic. She can't help it. And Carly used to say she was acoustic, you know. But no, they love her and they're very protective. They watch out for her in school and, you know, they mind her at home. So they.
And she attends... She attends mainstream school. Yeah.
Sacred Heart here in Portlaoise with her two sisters. Yeah. And she's a full-time SNA with her.
Yeah.
So she's getting on ground. There's no autism units in Portlaoise.
Yeah.
So that was our only option.
Talk me through your daily routine with Lucy.
We get up at 6 o'clock with Lucy and I get myself ready. And then we get her up washed and we do some exercises with her. Deep pressure. It's just to regulate her and make sure she's calm for school. Feed her breakfast. Get the three of them dressed then. It takes a little bit longer to get her dressed and ready. She's out of sensory issues. Like, she doesn't like her hands and face being washed or her teeth being brushed. So I'd have to wrap her in a towel to brush her teeth and her hands and face. And then her hair, we have a routine where she sits in a little red chair for her hair to be done. But it has to be the same way every single day. So it does take a little bit longer than, say, a normal child. I hate using that word, but normal child.
Hair's done. Keep going.
Hair's done, exercise, then we have the backpack on. We can't leave the house without this little backpack.
Explain that to people who can't see it.
Lucy has no sense of fear or danger. She's a bolter. So she runs away from us and doesn't respond to her name being called. So she's gone. Gone completely. So we have to, this is attached to us. And then we go out and down to school. And our SNA meets us then in school. And that's her day. Then I get a break for a couple of hours.
And then the evening time?
In from school and she has a snack. We get changed. We do some more exercises, deep pressure. If anybody looked in the window, I have to get her to stand on her head to use a lot of pressure through her head, or wrap her in a tight blanket to squeeze her tight. That calms her and makes her quite calm. We might go for a little walk, and then we have dinner and some more exercises then before bed. Mm. But she gets medication to sleep because she didn't sleep for 4 years at all. She was up day and night, and it isn't like the tireder she got, the more wound up she got. So she wasn't eating, she was crying, screaming all the time. So our GP then put her on medication.
Genevieve, as I'm listening to you going through her routine, I'm thinking, God, what patience. And how do you have such a positive, I suppose, cheerful outlook on things?
You have to have a positive outlook. I mean, this is her life. You know, she always is going to have autism. There's no cure for it. So we just have to make the best of it. We said when she was diagnosed that it isn't going to define us as a family. It's not going to define her. That we want her, you know, to live a happy life, the best of her ability. So we just do what we can and get on with it. We just have to. I'm not saying that there are days when it is hard and it does get us down, but you know, you have to give yourself a kick in the backside and get on with it.
iPhones for autism, that's what we're talking about today. How has it helped you and Lucy and family having the iPhone in your lives?
When we used to come down here to Tesco's, I had to get John to come with me to do the shopping. I had two other little girls and Lucy, and there was meltdown after meltdown, screaming, kicking, lying in the aisle. The iPad is too big for her to carry around. She's got poor muscle tone, so she couldn't carry it around with her in Tesco's to tell us what she wanted. So we put a load of the apps from her iPad onto her iPhone, and she's as happy as Larry, as you can see. She sits, she can show me her chocolate milk, her crisps, her milk, all that sort of thing on her little iPhone, and she's happy. Even in the queues, she'll play a little game on it now, that there's no screaming, there's no crying. And the staff even there have remarked, you know, she's a lot calmer, a lot better. And also from a safety point of view from us, it really works with her, because we can track her on the iPad, God forbid, if she did go missing. So it's peace of mind for us as a family. It has really, really helped now. We'd be lost without it at this stage.
Genevieve and Lucy, we're going shopping, isn't that right?
You're
going
right,
to show
me
why it has helped you so much, the iPhone.
Yeah, we're going to show you how Lucy manages in Tesco's with the iPhone and shopping, and there'll be no meltdowns, hopefully.
We've just come into Tesco's here. You're setting up the iPhone, are you? What are you doing, Genevieve?
I'm setting up the iPhone now to the Grace app so she can tell us what she wants. There's different categories on it, food, drink, loads of little different things on it, and she's going to tell us what she wants on that around Tesco's. Okay, now Lucy. Okay, we show Mummy what you want. We show Mummy what you want. What does Lucy want? You want milk?
I think she's more interested in my microphone, Genevieve.
She wanted to sing a song.
Right, off we go, Genevieve. We're passing the Halloween stuff. Can you believe it already?
It's only a few weeks away.
Now, what were you doing with the iPhone? There's loads of pictures on it of different food stuff.
When we first got it, there's like cartoon pictures, animated pictures on it that can be used. But Lucy's more of a visual learner. It has to be the actual real things that she sees for her to want. So we just download, take the pictures and put it onto the Grace app. And that's how we use it to get around.
So you come in here, took pictures.
Yeah, the manager, we asked the manager, could we come in and take some pictures of food and different things? And there was no problem. So I think we spent a morning in here taking pictures, it's so big, of all the different foods and different things that we use at home, like our full shopping, and then bits and pieces that she likes. Lucy, what's next? What's next? Where are we? We get cookies. What's next? You have your cookies. Now, what's next?
Look, I know.
You know. We get chocolate milk.
No.
Yes, we get chocolate milk.
Strawberry milk.
You don't want strawberry milk?
No, banana milk.
We'll get banana milk next time.
No,
banana milk. No, we get chocolate milk. Good girl.
Is she accepting the no banana milk?
Yeah, it's good. That's really good. She hasn't said banana milk before, so that's quite good.
But you're excited.
Yeah, delighted, yeah. It's normally just my chocolate milk, but she's after saying strawberry milk and banana milk, so that's quite good. Yeah, I'm delighted now. Lovely little things like that. It means her speech is coming back again, so it's great. And you can see yourself, the iPhone kind of helps with that.
Yeah.
After getting around there, no problem, for her little bits and pieces, so.
Yeah. Give her a hug there. She's after saying two big words.
You're the best girl, aren't you? You are.
Oh, that's lovely. Well done, Lucy.
Are we finished, Lucy? Will we go pay?
Right, so Genevieve and Lucy, that's it. The shopping is done. And she said two new words.
Yes.
That was painless. So the iPhone to you is, I suppose, a little bit of a lifeline.
Oh, it is, definitely. It really has helped. You could see yourself, she was quite happy going around. We'd no meltdown. And waiting in a queue then, she'll play YouTube and watch Mickey Mouse on it if there is a big queue. And there's no screaming or crying or hitting me like she used to do before. So it is really, really great. So it has really helped us. It's made a huge difference to us as a family and to Lucy. She's much calmer. So we're saying if anybody, any businesses or any individual has an old iPhone, if they're upgrading, please donate it to iPhonesforautism.ie.
Genevieve, thank you so much.
Thank
it's been fascinating. And Lucy, take care.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
You know something, Brenda? When you're a parent and when you've watched the little moment where your child makes any breakthrough in any shape or form, you really, that would melt your heart, wouldn't it? Wasn't that a wonderful moment? Two new words,
banana and strawberry. Not simple words, two huge words. And like the fluke of actually being with the wonderful Genevieve, who's her mum, and of course, lovely Lucy. You heard there about the iPhones. You hear the difference. If you're from the business community, you can join in the campaign. We've the information as to how you can donate your old iPhones. Of course, if you can afford it. We're saying, of course, if you can afford it. We have the email address, all that, on the Mooney Show website. Thank you, Genevieve, and love you, Lucy. Well done.
A little emotional moment here in studio. And a nice tweet that has come in from Australia. It says, sitting up in bed in Australia listening to the Mooney Show and loving Lucy and Genevieve talking about iPhones for autism on RTE Radio 1. So proud of the two of you. And that's from Lisa Marie Dom. And I'm sure you'll know exactly who that is.